This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversations with us, at 603-283-6160. Been talking about mask mandates. Well, actually, we didn't really get into that, but we've been talking about my hope that people have been desensitized to the fear-mongering of COVID-19. Then we got off into a really important topic that most people don't know anything about, which is income versus expenses. Most people living paycheck to paycheck simply have an expense level that exceeds their income level, and they don't know what to do about that. They've never been trained to do anything about that. They don't even have the wherewithal to analyze the situation to determine that's what the problem is. They know on some instinctual level that they're just spending too much money, but they think
they could just work more hours
or earn more money somehow, and that will magically solve the problem.
Or refinance their house or get a loan.
But it won't.
Because we've been taught in this country that debt is not the problem. It's you're not making enough money. You need to fight for that minimum wage that you're who's actually making minimum wage in this country.
Very
anyways,
few
except little high schoolers.
Winners, yeah.
Which is so that's a crazy argument. That is, by the way, that is the current argument right now. It's, you know, if you're having a hard time after this lockdown where people haven't been working for like a whole 18 months,
yeah,
they're blaming it on they're not making enough money at work.
Well, maybe they're not, but there are places in the United States where people are making minimum wage. I mean, especially in the South, a lot of these towns, the McDonald's and the Burger King, the Wendy's employees, they're all making minimum wage.
Yeah, but the cost of living is down too.
Sure, but I mean they are making minimum wage. And
where are they making minimum wage?
At fast food places in the South. Generally.
I would say someone straight out of high school.
They were the last time
in the
I
South.
Was there.
In well, the South on, is probably on. Making minimum wage.
Hold on, no.
For like a month.
You haven't been in the South for like 3 years, right?
Right.
Okay. Well. I suspect things have changed post-COVID because right now businesses are having to upbid to get people to come to work because they have to now compete with the unemployment that people are receiving. So a lot of those people that were making minimum wage, they probably are now on unemployment, and if they are going to get hired back, they're likely not getting hired back at minimum wage at this point.
That's a fair point. Our company just started offering health insurance at my other job, and that's to bring in more employees. It's going to be ineffective because you have to have been there a year in order to qualify for it, so that's not really going to entice people. But they also introduced a 401k package and raises, of course, because they just don't pay well.
Aren't drivers at your place making like $16, $17 an hour? Starting out?
I have no idea what drivers are making.
Huh. Well, I know that the restaurants around here have upped their game. I know that we're not talking about $9, $10. We're talking probably $14, $15 an hour just starting off.
Which means that, people are going to have to raise the prices of the food.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Which is going to decrease the amount of people who are eating there. But this is all a result of government getting involved in the economy in a way that it wasn't prepared to do. Or, I mean, it was prepared to do it, but in a way that the consequences it couldn't control.
They're most definitely prepared to do this. It's the consequences. It's just like the people who live paycheck to paycheck. They don't think outside of the rules. They don't think down the street where, how is this actually going to affect me? They just want the immediate results, and that is, I need more money to pay for my things. Instead of looking at the big picture. And it's the same thing with our government.
These are people who view the government as their ultimate parent, right? Their ultimate caretaker. That's what they see is the government just endlessly spending money, significantly more money than it's bringing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good example. So you got these millennials are 50, at least 54%, is it 54% of the population living paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah.
And then you have our government, which is only a reflection of our country, of our society. It's our government, people. You want to change it or you don't. You hate it like we do or you love it, whatever. But it's an actual reflection of the people in this country.
Well, I think it's the other way around. I think that, you know, the government decided that it was going to implement Keynesian economics, which encourages spending instead of savings, and it just proceeded with that, and people took their cues from the government.
I think it's half and half. I think it's life imitates art. I think we are both in lockstep. And when I say both, I mean the people of this country who have spending problems
are locking in lockstep
with government. They're mirror images of each other.
Mm. And the problem is these 54% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, they don't think that they have a spending problem.
Correct.
They think that they have an income problem and that they just need to find a way to make more money.
Or find another program that'll pay them more money.
And it's clearly not true.
Or UBI or whatever, whatever floats your boat this month.
And maybe it's true to some extent, right? Only 40% of millennials earning more than $100,000 per year are living paycheck to paycheck versus 54% of the entire American population. So maybe you do have some chance of eventually having enough money where you don't exceed your expenses just because you don't live that lavish of a lifestyle.
Exactly. And there's one thing to consider that this article covers is why, what are some of the reasons? One of them is the economy that we're talking about. Inflation is a real thing. But why are they so out of money? And one of the big ones is higher education. They got you know, student debt that they're probably going to be paying for the next 20 years.
Which is also a result of government getting involved in something and screwing it up.
Absolutely.
So let's get further into the article. Why are people broke?
The economy is also a huge factor behind why six-figure earning millennials feel broke. As the report said, living paycheck to paycheck sometimes carries connotations of barely scraping by and of poverty. The reality of paycheck to paycheck lifestyle in the United States today is much more complex, and the current economic environment has made it even more complicated. It cited the example of a college-educated 35-year-old earning more than $100,000 while juggling a mortgage, student loan debt, and possibly a child or children, which could leave them with little savings for big purchases or unexpected emergencies. And
See, I want to weigh in on something here because they characterize these people as not being living in poverty. And I disagree. When I was looking to title this make show notes earlier, I started to say rich millennials are broke. And I stopped because they're clearly not rich if they're
That's
broke.
Right.
They're living in poverty because they're not saving any money.
What are they driving?
They're probably driving a nicer car.
What's their house look like? What's their neighborhood like? What are they eating? They're not
living in
poverty.
It's not going to last, though.
But they're the connotations. These people, these paycheck to paycheckers, there's the idea that lifestyle is poverty, is impoverished, which in actuality, it's bull crap.
Well, poverty doesn't really exist. I'm sure some people are, you know, homeless and destitute on the streets, but by and large, poverty doesn't exist in the United States. Your average poor person has
it's
a 65-inch television and a fridge full of food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They got more than one TV.
Yeah.
Cell phones.
If you're living in a shack with no windows. If you're walking around barefoot, if you're, you know, scrounging through trash bins to find food.
You live in Venezuela.
Exactly. That's poverty. That's impoverished.
I found some info here. McDonald's, a story from the New York Times in May of this year, said McDonald's hoping to add 10,000 new employees in the next 3 months, said it will increase hourly wages for current employees by an average of 10%, and that the entry-level wage for new employees would rise to $11 to $17 an hour based on the location. So presuming the South gets the lower end,
probably
it's $11 an hour at McDonald's to start.
That sounds about right. I think our McDonald's here on the end of the road here is $15 an hour.
Yeah.
Which makes sense for Keene.
I thought it was 11.
It's between 11 and 17. You mean here in
Keene? It's got to be higher than that.
It's higher than
that. Well, it was 11 before the pandemic, at least.
That's what I'm saying. You can't look at what was before the pandemic at this point.
Well, it's easy to forget that the pandemic happened because the only thing I ever noticed was fear-mongering and a bunch of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
To me, that was the extent of the pandemic.
I mean, you drive by McDonald's here in Keene, which, you know, New Hampshire's got supposedly the lowest unemployment in the entire country or something like that
And by the way, also the cheapest food in
That's
the country.
Also
the country.
Shocking.
It's very shocking.
As well.
I saw that, but it's because so much of it has grown locally, right?
But I don't really know. It doesn't really make sense because Massachusetts is right there, and they're one of the highest in the country.
Well, they got a lot more tax and a lot more government. But you drive by that McDonald's, and there's a ton of, like, what do they call them, bandit sign, yard signs in there.
I think that's like four right now.
It's hiring all positions all the time.
Right, Wendy's has it up in their
hiring.
We are hiring up there where they usually advertise what's on sale.
Yeah,
it's everywhere you go. If you walk up and down Main Street, it says "Help Wanted." Oh, we're hiring signs everywhere. And so. There aren't that many people looking for jobs apparently here in New Hampshire. What do you think is going on here? Why is everyone not working? 603-283-61.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and apparently we've earned a new achievement. We now have the COVID-19 information warning banner thing popping up on our videos on Facebook. So kudos to us for earning that little badge.
This post wasn't up 30 seconds, and we got the COVID-19 Information Center vaccine resources bullet.
It's either because of something from past videos or because of something said in a commercial. I mean, we weren't listening at the time, so we have no idea. I can't imagine that Facebook's AI that is, you know, detecting the sort of thing is actually good enough to have detected a live stream within that amount of time.
I think you're right. I think it's from something said in the past.
But it's not surprising. I mean, we knew it was coming. The reason we're not streaming to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel is because it's, you know, one strike away from being permanently deleted, which loses the entire archive of shows there. And, you know, we don't really want to do that. So we're just sort of waiting on bans to expire. And
it's going to take a year, right?
We're likely to get kicked off of Facebook as well. We're likely to get kicked off of Twitch, but that's for a different reason. If you go to video.freetalklive.com, you'll realize why. And we're likely to get kicked off DLive eventually. That's why people should go to Odyssey. Because you can't be censored on Odyssey.
Odysee.
Yeah, weird spelling.
Video.freetalklive.com will take you directly there. And from there, you can, you know, just click home and create your account or your channel, whatever you want to do. It's decentralized. It's a way that you can actually get your content out there without worrying about getting censored by Facebook and Twitch and Twitter and YouTube and all these other places that are actively moving to censor people. Because it's a time of fear. We should all be afraid. And if you're not afraid, then you're just doing it wrong. You should be afraid of your neighbor. You should be afraid of your friends. You should be afraid to sit outside in your backyard by yourself if you're not wearing a mask. At least that's what this lady seems to think. I don't remember exactly now. Oh, from Australia. This lady in Australia.
New South Wales.
She is Dr. Carrie Chant, and according to the theblaze.com, she is the head health minister. The chief health officer of New South Wales, Australia. Now,
so she's actually
she's governmental bureaucrat.
Yeah.
So as she's, you know, she's like your Fauci. She's the New South Wales version of that, basically. And so basically, you've got what's going on down there right now. If New
Australia
South Wales
is extremely tyrannical in how they're handling this.
Yeah, there's been a lockdown in Sydney for the last few weeks. Very, very serious lockdown. There's news in there's like headlines over the Drudge Report today about a guy that has been arrested, I think, for
using bed sheets to escape his hotel room. Yeah, I saw that.
There's another woman who's being prosecuted for having a drone deliver her cigarettes to her hotel as apparently.
and this is all because of a couple of cases, right?
I mean, there's obviously not that many, but it's enough for them to freak out in the government and lock everybody down. Remember, it is wintertime there in Australia right now. So, you know, people think that everything's clear, all's well here in the United States. Just you wait, because they're already bringing back mask mandates in California in the middle of summer.
It's coming. Variant Epsilon is coming.
Yeah, I mean, they only had a month off in Los Angeles County before they came back with a mask mandate.
Good Lord, man. If I lived in California, I would get the hell out.
And a lot of people are.
Yeah, get out while you still can before they lock you in.
The way that they have done people in Sydney. I got to tell you, man, if they try to lock me in a hotel and tell me, no, you can't have cigarettes, I'm going to find a way to acquire cigarettes, too, even if it involves having a drone fly them to me. That's insane. But Australia, it could be better. All you have to do is be a bit unfriendlier.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation.
Unbelievable.
Ignore your neighbours.
She said she prefaced it with, I know that you are, you know, friendly people. She basically says, don't be friendly anymore.
Well, average person is friendly, right? I mean, it's not unique to Australia or anything like that. The average person is nice.
Well, this bureaucrat is telling you not to be nice, to treat your neighbor like, basically like a leper, like an alien.
Like a disease-carrying rodent.
No talking, even if you have a mask on. Don't get near them. Don't speak to them. Don't say anything to your neighbors.
Was that the whole clip?
That's it.
No, there's a little bit more.
Others, even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
Everyone is a danger.
This is what they were rumored to have been signs to this effect in China in the subways back January of last year. Saying
what, no being friendly?
Well, no, they were worse than that, saying things like, everyone you see is a ghost that could kill you. I mean, and this is the Chinese government, so I'm not too surprised that they would be that extreme. But we've gotten that same level of fear-mongering here in the United States. It was just not peddled directly from the government. Usually, you did have your Fauci saying things that were along those lines, but the vast majority of the actual fear that people felt, it just seemed to come from a combination of media and commercials that convinced them that they had to be afraid. Now, I don't particularly see any relevance with what's going on in Australia to hear. She wants people to be unfriendly. I don't hear Dr. Fauci being willing to say that. But, of course,
Conan... Are we listening to him?
No, Conan knows a lot more about what Dr. Fauci says than I do.
Yeah, he changes his tune every week. I know that.
And is it the winter time?
And it's not winter yet. And we haven't got to the Epsilon variant yet. It's coming. It will come. They're going to lock us down again. And the question is, the blue states are all going to do it.
We're going to have to get into this other article.
The blue states are all going to do it. The red states, I think, are going to fight back. The worst part about this is New Hampshire is purple, so we'll see where we swing. I know that our new legislation is really holding Prince Sununu to the flames. Just recently.
Well, they're trying to. They made an attempt to, but that part of the bill got gutted.
Well, but he might be a little more concerned now that that they were going after his executive powers, so he might not be as likely to lock us down this coming fall. But it's coming, The people are gonna gobble it up because you're talking about them getting all this from the news and from government and whatnot. I think they were bred this way. I think it's in them. It's in their DNA, man. I think that they are. I think they embraced it because it's how they live their lives in fear. They've been taught to live in fear.
Well, I've got an article from MSNBC that disagrees with you.
Can I tell you a little bit more about New South Wales?
Please. Yeah,
what's going on there? So according to TheGuardian.com, Orange, Cabone, and Blaney Council areas, so these are areas within New South Wales, are entering a 7-day lockdown as of midnight until 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday, the 28th of July. After a raft of exposure sites were reported in Orange on Tuesday. What is this all predicated upon? Well, the lockdown comes after a pet food factory worker, a single worker,
I told you it was one,
in Blaney tested positive for COVID-19.
Is there more horrifying information?
More, but that's not. It's so crazy.
Well, I mean, what's the extent of this lockdown?
I'll tell you about it coming up.
Coming up, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his second full cabinet meeting on Tuesday, where he discussed the importance of Americans getting the coronavirus vaccine in the wake of cases climbing once again across the country.
We have to stay vigilant, especially with the Delta variant that's out there. While COVID-19 cases are rising, virtually all of the COVID death and hospitalizations are from unvaccinated people.
Biden's comments come as more than 80% of coronavirus cases in the United States are being linked to the Delta variant. Blue Origin has sold almost $100 million worth of tickets for future space flights. Jeff Bezos has already gone to the edge of space in a rocket designed by his company, and he described demand for tickets as very, very high. A seat on the first flight with the Amazon founder went for $28 million. This is USA Radio News. Fire crews in southern Oregon say the bootleg fire is 30% contained after making its way through over 364,000 acres. This firefighter telling CBS News there's only so much that can be done from the ground.
We are seeing retardant drops and bucket work. Those things, they don't stop it. They will slow it down, but none of those things can absolutely stop a fire.
Meanwhile, the Beckwith Complex fire on the Sierra Mountain Range is at 88% contained. It's burned over 105,000 acres in Northern California. And regarding all those acres lost, this firefighter tells CBS News why.
The winds picked up. We had low humidities, low fuel moistures.
Six-time Paralympics medalist Becca Myers says she won't participate in this year's games in Tokyo. The announcement coming after the deafblind swimmer was told she couldn't bring her mother and personal care assistant due to COVID restrictions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We're lucky here in New Hampshire compared to other places. The lockdown here in New Hampshire, it lasted for maybe 6 weeks, something like that. The actual lockdown when bars were closed and there was no indoor dining.
It wasn't even a lockdown. They called it Stay at Home 2.0 or whatever. And
well, it was a lockdown for those businesses that were required to lock their doors and not open.
Were there businesses like that?
I know some.
Yes, bars weren't allowed to open.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You couldn't go into bars. That's right. Yeah.
I think that, and there was a lot of, and there were businesses that never opened back up.
But there was no lockdown in that we went out and we partied at Central Square for 36 weeks in a row and never had any cops tell us we couldn't be there.
No, and there were a few times when we were actively in violation of the governor's orders because we had more than 10 people there.
And yes. And what was the worst that happened? A couple parking tickets.
Which all got dropped.
At one point...
Oh, did they? Good.
Yeah, of course.
Good.
A party got thrown that more than 100 people attended.
Nah, 70.
Okay, well, okay.
But it was still
at one particular time there were. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there was no real stay-at-home order. And even then, the stay-at-home order that Sununu put out said, anything you deem to be necessary to your life is necessary, which is like saying there is no stay-at-home order.
So there's a big loophole.
Yeah. Anything you wanted could be considered necessary. But we're fortunate. We're not in New South Wales, which has a 7-day lockdown going into effect because one person tested positive for COVID-19.
One person in a pet food factory in a place called Blaney, and as a result, they're locking down Orange, Cabon, and Blaney council areas in New South Wales. Residents of the council areas, they say, must only leave home for essential reasons, including shopping for food and essential items, medical care, and work or education where it can't be done from home. Exercise is limited to two people together or members of the same household. The New South Wales health bureaucrats said weddings and funerals would be able to take place until Thursday night, after which only funerals would be permitted and capped at 10 people. Meanwhile, the state...
Do they know how far out advance people plan their weddings? Because if you planned your wedding during the 7-week period, yeah, that's ridiculous.
That happened with my ex-girlfriend last year. She had had a big wedding planned and
couldn't happen.
The venue wasn't going to allow it because of all the stupid government restrictions, and so just it didn't happen.
Have we heard any information about Australia's Freedom Pass? Or has there been any talks about how they plan on implementing the new tracking system that to keep their people in
control? But no, I haven't looked into that. You're welcome to check on that, but. The state government is planning to, meanwhile, reopen Sydney's construction industry at the end of the month. Because, again, Sydney's been total lockdown. You can't even have construction workers out on construction sites. You can't leave your house, you know, except to go to the grocery store. Nothing's allowed to be open. No business whatsoever in Sydney. The premier, Gladys Berejiklian, saying earlier on Tuesday that, quote, green shoots are showing as a result of the greater Sydney lockdown.
It doesn't, but Sydney's been locked down this entire time.
For the last few weeks, heavy lockdown.
They have absolutely no reason to believe that this helped the situation at all. They have no reason to believe that it hurt the situation, the COVID situation at all, but they have absolutely no reason to believe that it helped. For all we know, the same number of people got COVID-19 as we're going to get it anyway.
Hard to say. According to the state, 78 cases were reported Tuesday. A drop on...
In all of Sydney.
All of the state of whatever the hell Sydney's... Whatever state that is. But only 37, less than half of the 78, were in isolation during the whole of their infectious period. So people are still getting infected even though they're locked down.
So the lockdown is probably not helping.
It's hard to say. You can't compare apples to oranges or whatever.
You can't, but I can tell you my experience. When I had COVID-19 mm-hmm. and I continued to go about my life as normal, and not a single person with whom I was in contact got sick as a result of me having COVID-19 around them. And when I say I continued working through this. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know, something else seems to be going on here. It's rather arbitrary who it spreads to and who it doesn't. As far as I can tell.
The New South Wales government introduced a more stringent lockdown on Saturday amid concerns that large numbers of workers were leaving the hotspots in southwest Sydney to attend work. Construction sites were shut down and all other non-essential, so-called retail, and all office workplaces have been ordered to close.
So people were trying to do their jobs and the Australian government wasn't happy about it because they may have known someone who at one point in time waved at this person who worked at a pet food manufacturer.
A shutdown of construction in Greater Sydney for 2 weeks affects 250,000 workers and will deliver a hit to the New South Wales economy of about 1.4 billion Australian dollars.
How many workers?
250,000 workers just of the construction industry.
250,000 people told they can't work for an entire week. I don't know what the situation is like in Australia, but in America, where 54% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, that's going to require some government intervention.
Oh, yeah, UBI. It's coming.
And food stamps and all of this other stuff. I mean, the UBI is coming. California is actually testing one out. I mean, there's already one, in effect, for those people who have children. The child tax credit is now a monthly donate.
What?
Yes, it's now being given monthly to people who have children.
Mm-hmm. Instead of the end of the year tax.
But they also increased the amount that people got per child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they took the same amount of money and distributed it over the entire year. They also increased the amount of money, and now they're giving it to you every single month. It's a UBI. The more children you have, the more money the government will give you every single month. On top of that, there's the unemployment benefits that I think they've all gone away by now. At least they went away here in New Hampshire on like June the 19th or something. Mm-hmm. So they've been gone for a month. But I got to tell you, it didn't change the hiring landscape in New Hampshire at all.
There's not a load of applicants coming in to try to get jobs.
There is not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Australia does, in fact, have a, since last month, they have an official COVID-19 vaccine passport. My question is why they haven't been implementing it yet, and why this would be the prime opportunity for them, where they could be like, all right, everyone's locked down unless you got your freedom pass, unless you got your vaccine passport.
Well, perhaps it isn't ready for rollout.
I suspect that it's not, and this gives them one more opportunity to really ram it home, if you will, on the Australian public to incentivize them to want to get the vaccine. This is exactly what Macron did. As soon as he was talking about the keeping you out of the cafes and out of the clubs, he got 900,000. Jabs the next day.
Well, maybe the plan is like what they're doing in Europe, where they're rolling out the quote-unquote health pass during the summertime. Maybe that's what their plan is in Australia, is we're locking down hardcore right now. They hate this. They're going to, you know, they want to get out. All right, we're going to let you out. You know, come the warmer months. Whoop, hold up. If you want to go and have fun, we're letting you out, but, you know, if you want to go out and, you know, party, if you want to go to the clubs, if you want to do...
Go to your funeral, go to your wedding.
You've got to have the health pass.
That's a good reason that Australia wouldn't be, you know, rolling it out right now, is because it's wintertime and people aren't going to be as social. They're not going out to as many parties. They're not going out to the bars or whatever, or to the beaches like they will be during the summer. So maybe that's why it hasn't been rolled out yet. Here in the United States, though, I'm not sure they're going to roll one out. They're likely to leave it to companies to require employees to be vaccinated and things like that.
Yes, that's where they're going. That's where they're heading. That's where they're heading these days, because I think they realize, unlike Australia, there are too many red states in this country. There's too many firearms, and they can't. They can't do this. And especially when, I mean, could you imagine if they did what they did in France to us Americans? Even in blue states.
What do you mean? What did they do in France?
They locked everybody.
You mean the mandatory health pass for almost everything?
You can't go to the rest. You can't. Yeah, exactly. It's not just going to be locked down for a week. No. From here on out, you can't go to the cafe.
Yeah, that won't happen here.
No, it won't.
What they will do here is you have to have the health pass or you have to wear a mask. That's how they'll end up approaching it.
Yeah, and it's
because that's how you get the red state.
It's going to be your industry that's going to they're relying on industry to make this decision. If they can get companies to mandate their employees do it.
Classic fascism.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
The American way.
603-283-6160. I laugh, but you're not wrong, and that's tragic. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian Van Kona.
And I seem to be a bit more optimistic about the future of this COVID-19 nonsense than either of you. And I want to go on with the reasons that I'm a bit more optimistic. I've also got another article here from MSNBC. 2 months after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that's the CDC, said vaccinated individuals did not need to wear a mask in most settings, a growing number of experts are warning it's time to put them back on. First, there was Los Angeles County, where the rising menace posed by the Delta variant. See, that's what I hate about the media, man. They use terminology that they know is going to make people afraid.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and here's one thing that should be noted. These variants, they're all based on computer programming. They're all based on predictions.
What do you mean?
There isn't a variant. They don't have this thing locked down. They haven't isolated this thing. This is what they say is happening, and those are the questions that should be asked. You know, where is this new virus, this new variant? Where has it been isolated so that we can take a look at it? They're not asking those types of questions. They're asking, you know, they're just talking about how it's more contagious and that it's so more people or that it spreads.
Yeah, but
more spike.
We've heard that nonsense with every single strain of this thing.
No, well, there have been different mutations. Fauci was calling it the mutant virus and all this.
Well,
and
duh,
that.
It's a cold.
But this is the
it
first.
Mutates.
This is the first variant they've really named, and it's been. I mean, I guess we've been talking about it for like the last 2 months. This is like the big one. Which makes me wonder where we're going with this next.
So,
a new vaccine,
a new booster.
The Delta variant prompted health officials to reimpose a mask mandate. Then Bay Area health officers on Friday recommended that residents of 7 counties resume wearing masks indoors. Mm. Mask mandates are being discussed, too, in coronavirus hotspots such as Arkansas and Missouri, where cases have sharply increased in recent weeks and many residents remain unvaccinated.
And wait, why are you more optimistic because of this story? Hold on. This sounds bad. All right.
Because, first of all, this is MSNBC, right? So they're hard left.
Right.
They're painting this as scary as possible, but the good news is coming up.
Hmm. All the Republican Christians, they're fighting back, right?
No, of course not.
No, they're the ones that are refusing to wear the mask and get the vaccine, and they're keeping this virus going.
It depends on which ones you're talking about, because there's a large number of them who would say that, you know, Christ would tell you to wear the mask because it's just helping your neighbor. It's just self-sacrifice or whatever, and Christ was all about that sort of thing.
These are the same ones that said that Christ was a socialist?
No.
Probably.
But, you know, if your neighbor asks for your cloak, take off your... I don't remember the phrase now.
I don't know these Christians you're talking about. This is... I've never heard of them, seen them.
Well, they seem to exist. Universal masking indoors is a way of taking care of each other while we get more people vaccinated. It really doesn't disrupt any business practices. It allows us to remain fully open while we acknowledge that the Delta variant is spreading like wildfire here.
I'm going to say it does disrupt business practices. As a person who's had experience in, you know, retail, for instance, you want to be able to smile at your customers.
You want to be able to breathe.
You want your customers to be able to breathe. You yourself should be able to breathe. But further, just having the ability to smile is a very important factor to having your customers feel comfortable in the store, having them feel like they're welcome in the store, and feeling like they can ask a question or whatever. Human contact.
But you know what? That really doesn't matter any longer, especially in New South Wales, where you're not even supposed to look at the customer across the aisle from you. You're supposed to just keep your head down and keep on trucking. So, I mean... A mask is the least of your issues. You're not even supposed to look at your guy.
Never mind the people who work in restaurants, right, where some of these kitchens are just monstrously hot, and you're being told, oh, it's the middle of summer, but you've got to put this mask on and, you know, immediately raise your body temperature by several degrees. Yep. Or the people who load trucks for a living.
Oh, my God.
In the deep south, you know, 80% humidity, 98 degrees, you're loading trucks, but you got to wear this cloth over your face, basically waterboarding yourself every moment of your working day. That's a disruption to business because those workers are less efficient.
Exactly, and you should call OSHA and demand your oxygen. And I'm surprised we didn't hear more stories.
OSHA isn't going to move on.
I'm surprised we didn't hear any stories about that because they actually dictate how much oxygen employees are supposed to get on the job. Otherwise, you could sue your employer.
We need to prepare for the public. We need to prepare the public for what could be, again, a return to some of these mitigation measures, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams said. To hit the reset button and once again recommend widespread mask wearing as coronavirus cases spike. But the growing calls to reinstate mask mandates, echoed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which Monday called for everyone over the age of 2 to wear masks, regardless of vaccination status.
Right. You thought that vaccine was going to get you out of this.
Isn't that amazing, man?
It's not a shock. They were saying in advance that that was going to be the case.
What, didn't they say? I thought that not having to wear a mask was one of the reasons for people to get the vaccine.
Oh, I mean, sure, that's what they thought, but Fauci was saying in advance that you would likely still have to wear a mask. I mean, that was said publicly.
That.
So it was not it wasn't a secret what their plan was here.
And so so the CDC has recommended that vaccinated peoples don't have to wear a mask any longer, but the WHO, on the other hand, has not said that.
That's
this
correct.
And so the followers of science have stopped following the CDC, of course, because it conflicts with their bias, and they are, of course, going with the World Health Organization these days, which is interesting. So people pick and choose how they're going to live in fear. The World Health Organization supports their fear. Which I'm serious. I said it in the last segment about that it's in their DNA, that they're actually trained, raised to live this way. It actually is fulfilling. This is part of their training to live like this, to live like monkeys in a cage, and to be hosed down every couple of days by their captors. It's been happening so long to them that they don't feel normal. They don't feel right unless they're getting hosed down by their captor. This is the strangest thing.
The tests, the experiments that you're sort of referencing
the banana on the ladder
Do you want to explain it a little further?
Yeah, because I have no idea what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, so this is actually false. This is actually a false study, but there is a study that I think that this came from. So basically what happened is they've got five monkeys, and they put them in a test room, and they put a ladder in the middle of the room, and at the top of the ladder, there's a bunch of bananas. And of course, what are monkeys going to do? They're going to climb the ladder, and they're going to eat the bananas. Except as soon as the first monkey reaches and tries to grab the bananas, the tester goes in with a water hose and sprays them all. Until finally, every time a monkey tries to reach for the banana, they get sprayed. All of them get sprayed. And so they decide it's not worth it. They don't want the bananas anymore. So they stop concerning themselves with reaching sustenance. And what do? They take one of the five monkeys out of the test room, and they replace it with a brand spanking new monkey that has never experienced the water hose before. And then they release the bananas. And what does he do? He immediately reaches for the bunch of bananas, and what is his captors, the other four captors that have been left in the room, what do they do? They beat up the monkey reaching for the bananas because they don't want to get sprayed. They know what's going to happen. The new guy doesn't know what's going to happen. He's completely oblivious to the pain that's coming.
Now, why do you say that's false? I always heard that was a true study. You're saying that's false?
It's a false study. It never happened.
Damn.
Now there is a study that's very similar. Anyways, to get it all out of the way, they slowly replace all the monkeys until there is not a single monkey has been sprayed by water in the room, and they trained all five to not reach for the bananas, and none of them know why.
Well, I've seen
except they're going to get beat up by their buddies.
Well, I can
buddies.
Give you one better. I've seen such experiments done with humans where these people were waiting in a doctor's office, mm-hmm. or so they thought. They were waiting for some sort of an appointment, and every time a bell would ring, these people who were part of the study
would stand up. Yep.
And the people who were just there, the subjects of the experiment, unknowingly would stand up as well.
Mm-hmm. They look around, but they do it.
Yep. And then there was no one left except the actual participants in the study. And sure enough, they would all just keep. Some of them even asked, why are we standing up?
Oh.
No. This is what we've always done.
Yep.
That's an actual study. That has happened. Humans can very easily be trained to do things without having any explanation for why they're doing it. I've got a friend who was trained by his vehicle to put his seatbelt on because it was just so annoying listening to that beeping that never went away that eventually he just started putting his seatbelt on. And his saving grace was that he knew his vehicle, this machine, had trained him to do a thing.
A machine training a human.
How many people have been trained by things like that, by annoying little sounds that go off if you don't put on your seatbelt to behave a certain way without even knowing about it? Do you have examples of this? 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.